Penguin Random House Audio presents Going Red, the 2 million voters who will elect the next president and how conservatives can win them. This is the author, Ed Morrissey. To Marcia, for Kayla, Elizabeth, David, and Missy. Introduction. The illusion shatters. More than 3 years ago, the hopes and delusions of the Republican Party collapsed in a shocking defeat that few on the right saw coming, and I had a ringside seat at the disaster. It was Election Day 2012 at the Southern California studios of Hugh Hewitt's conservative talk radio show, and a palpable sense of optimism was buzzing in the air. At the desks outside the main studio, bloggers and analysts were hunched over their laptops, looking for the latest hint of the outcome and occasionally slipping in and out of the studio to share data. Inside the studio, I was with five on-air commentators, crowded around Hugh's desk, narrating the election and preparing to celebrate victory. Early in the evening, we jostled elbows for time on the microphones, giving breathless updates and sunny predictions based on the reports of GOP sources who had told us to expect victory. But when the polls began to close, the smiles on our faces disappeared. Early losses in states such as Michigan, where Mitt Romney's father once served as governor, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania in the first 50 minutes of national returns soured the mood in the studio. The news that Romney won back North Carolina lifted our spirits, but within moments, it was reported that Iowa had pulled for Obama. And, at 8:17 p.m. Pacific time, we stared at one another across the desk as all of the major networks called Ohio for Obama.